Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. With several cases of flu already being reported here in Michigan, the Center for Disease Control's upgrading Michigan's flu activity to sporadic, it now appears that we are getting another flu season underway. So is it time to get your flu shot? And what if you decide not to? To talk about what we're in for this year, I'm joined by Dr. Dean Senko, acting medical director for the state of Michigan and the medical director and health officer for the Ingham County Health Department. Welcome to the program, Dr. Senko.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
You know, the last several years, the H1N1 flu virus was all over the news. We seem to be hearing very little about it this year. Is it now a far less of a concern for health officials?
No, actually, the same strain of H1N1 is in this year's vaccine as well. So there still is concern that this could pose a threat to our health. We had the big outbreak in 2009, and we had some activity last year in 2010. The decision was made by federal authorities that we put it into the 2011-2012 vaccine as well.
So tell me, why is the flu shot necessary every year? Is it that the flu just mutates that quickly, or does the shot wear off over time?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes we are concerned that the strains are going to be different from one year to the next, so we have to make an educated guess as to what the likely strains that will be circulating in the season are going to be, and so we create the vaccine to meet those strains. And we also believe, though, that over the course of a year, protection can wane, and so it's important to get that booster, get a second shot, even if the components are similar to what they were in previous years.
That does seem unique because most vaccines, from what I know, you get them and they typically may last many years, don't they?
Typically they do. The flu shot is all vaccines are a little bit different, and this is one that we would recommend getting annually.
So
absolutely.
Now, the actual mutation of the flu virus, I mean, how much does it mutate over a single year? And is it just changing that much that it could be the previous year's flu shot may be completely ineffective for what the current virus looks like?
Yeah, it really, again, it differs from year to year. We have two types of changes that we talk about. We talk about an antigenic drift and an antigenic shift. A drift is sort of a slight change. A shift is a pretty substantial change. We haven't seen anything this year that looks concerning to us as a drift or a shift, but certainly we'll keep an eye on things. And again, our best guess is that the strains that circulated last year will be what we will confront this year.
Well, it sounds like the shift would be the one we'd be most concerned about, would we not? A major change in the flu?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the H1N1 that we had. I mean, that was something that no one had any exposure, or I shouldn't say no one, but few people had exposure to it, and that's why you had globally a lot of people getting sick from the H1N1, although there did seem to be some protection in our older residents, and that could have been because of something they were exposed to even years ago.
So what's behind this continuous mutation of the flu, and is it just a matter of time before we see a mutation that won't be easily vaccinated and that would be far more dangerous?
Well, we're always concerned about that would be, again, be a shift of some sort or a new strain, and we always are concerned about that happening. And then as we saw with H1N1, the manufacturers and other had to scramble to create a vaccine that was effective. So that always is a threat to us, and that's just the way this virus behaves. This virus changes over time. It is known to exist in animal species, particularly pigs, and it can get into inside of pigs, and different combinations can occur of the virus, and voila, a new strain appears. and it can pose a threat to human health.
I'm talking to Dr. Dean Senko. He's the acting medical director for the state of Michigan and the medical director and health officer for the Ingham County Health Department. So let's talk about the flu shot. You know, not everyone gets it. Is it okay for a person to decide to avoid the flu shot and have their own immune system battle the flu?
Well, we don't recommend that. We recommend that people step forward and get vaccinated. It is your best form of protection. This can be a very, very serious illness. And, you know, as we reported yesterday, last year across the country, 115 children died, six in Michigan. We talked with a family who lost their five-year-old girl, and she was an otherwise healthy five-year-old until this disease struck her. So this can be a serious illness for anyone, but particularly people at the extremes of life or those who have an underlying chronic illness. It's not something to be taken lightly.
I know that quite a few children in Michigan did not get their flu shots. What kind of a percentage avoided the shot? And what is your understanding of why so many don't?
Well, we found last year, and we reported yesterday on the age group of 6 months up to 5 years of age, that 51% of Michigan children who fell in that age group received a flu shot. That compares to 63% for the nation. So unfortunately, we were the fifth worst state in the nation for that particular age group. Why that's happening, we don't have any solid data on that, but things that we hear are that parents come in and their children will be getting multiple shots, and they'll say, well, let's not do the flu shot. We'll take three, we'll take four shots, but I don't want to do the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And there may not be a full appreciation for the seriousness of this. Again, as I mentioned, we're particularly concerned about people at the extremes of life, and that would include very young children. So it's very important that we try to protect them.
When you compare those who get the flu shot and those that don't, how much less likely are those that receive the vaccine, how much less likely are they to avoid coming down with the flu?
Well, I can't quote you a number, and sometimes it depends upon the particular strain. It can depend upon the age group that we're talking about, if we're talking broadly. But suffice it to say that the flu shot, while not perfect, is believed to confer protection on the vast majority of people who step forward and get the shot. It also depends upon how much activity there is and how susceptible people are. Clearly, people who got the H1N1 shot were protected much more than people who did not get vaccinated.
Although that seems like a piece of information that should be confirmed, right, by medical professionals, the exact chances of you being less likely to get the flu if you get the shot, should it not?
Yeah, I think we had those data. I just have to dig them up.
But it's essentially, it's not overly dramatic, but there is a significant difference, you're saying.
Yes.
Now, in terms of, let me ask you, about a minute left, but I do want to ask you about these hospital systems that are now making it a requirement for their employees to get a flu shot or lose their jobs. Do you support this kind of policy?
Well, you know, we have been working with the Michigan Hospital Association. We actually did a survey, and we found that about 40% of hospitals are having this requirement for their employees. So we have been working with the Michigan Hospital Association. We send out a joint newsletter or letter to CEOs of the hospitals informing them of this activity. This is something that has been endorsed by the American Hospital Association and a number of other professional groups. I just think it's important for healthcare professionals to protect themselves and to protect their patients.
Dr. Dean Senko, acting medical director for the state of Michigan and the medical director and health officer for the Ingham County Health Department, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure.